Bethel Township Board of Trustees meeting together here on December 26th at 7 p.m. If we could stand for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. We have no minutes for approval tonight, so we'll move into staff reports. I don't see the deputy sheriff here, so Andy, fire chief, we'll go straight to you.
Since the last period, we've actually been a little slower than normal. We've had 17 calls. Still working through that new system, but we can tell you that 14 of them were EMS calls and 3 of them were fire calls.
Okay. That it?
It.
All right. We'll move on to a report of planning and zoning from Mike Arnold.
We haven't had any applications come in. There's no meetings this month. The meeting we have for the BZA got canceled. That guy withdrew, and they'll be heard in January.
Okay.
So that's all that's going on.
Good out. Administrator's report, Andy.
Really have none for you tonight, other than you have 4 resolutions on your agenda. 3 of them are fiscal, and 1 of them is for an appointment in the fire department. That's really all I have. This is my last meeting tonight, so I'd like to thank everybody and thank the township, and hopefully good things will happen here.
All right. Thank you, Andy. Trustee reports. Beth, you have anything?
I don't have anything.
Okay, Julie?
Nope, nothing.
All right, and then I won't have nothing then, other than to say thank you to Andy.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Public comments on items on the agenda. Okay, we'll move on to the action items, Debbie.
Okay, the first resolution is 23-12-088, a resolution to approve a supplemental appropriation of $40,000 for the general fund personnel category to the 2023 permanent appropriations. The reason for this is that I got an email from Mr. Earhart asking for his vacation balance and sick leave balance to pay them out for our policy manual, and that's what I need to do, so.
I move for the adoption of resolution 23-12-088.
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. Is there any comments? Discussion?
Nope.
None? Debbie, call the roll, please.
All right. Mrs. Van Herren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Next resolution, please.
Is 23-12-089, a resolution amending the final year-end appropriations as presented by the Bethel Township Fiscal Officer. And the reason for this is because we just did the supplemental.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I will make the motion to adopt resolution 23-12-089.
I will second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion?
None.
Okie doke. Debbie, call the roll, please.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Ms. Van Herren?
Yes.
Ms. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Next resolution, please.
Is 23-12-090, a resolution adopting the permanent appropriations for 2023 as the temporary appropriations for 2024 as permitted through section 5705.38 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I move to adopt resolution 23-12-090.
Second?
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion? Okay, Debbie, call the roll.
Mrs. Van Herren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Thank you. Next resolution.
Resolution 23-12-091, a resolution to appoint Josh Schriebel as interim fire chief of the Bethel Township Fire Department.
I make the motion to adopt resolution 23-12-091.
I second that.
Okay, is there discussion? Okay, Debbie?
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Ms. Van Herren?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, we're moving on. Public comments on any topic. Debbie, did you want to?
Yes, I would like to speak.
Okay.
In 2004, I was elected to the role of fiscal officer for Bethel Township. Over that time, I've worked alongside 9 trustees to achieve a common goal, to serve the township and better the services we have to offer. I have been proud to manage the finances and have kept the township debt-free for 20 years. The relationships that have forged with the staff, trustees, and residents will always be one of the highlights of my career and my life. These past few years have tarnished my view of my time here with Bethel. About 2 years ago, we welcomed Trustee Julie Reese on board. And what I mean by welcome was we accommodated and compromised on many facets of the operation. We changed meeting times, we worked around schedules, we worked around the other agencies' meetings. We tried to create a working relationship between the elected officials. But it became apparent, as the administrator said last meeting, that they would not be part of the team by a fist being slammed on a table. I have been constantly badgered for actions I have performed as a fiscal officer at every meeting and opportunity given. I've been openly called a liar in public. I have been criticized on Facebook. I have been, in my view, attacked at every turn. And all this for what? Trying to do my job as fiscal officer. I do not set policy. I take the direction of the majority of the board, not just what one likes to see. I have been criticized for my lack of transparency, for not posting more often to Ohio Open Checkbook, even though it is at the direction of the Board of Trustees how and when this information gets posted. I have been told more detail should be in the minutes by Trustee A and less detail by Trustee B, which has led to arguments and backlog of minutes. These are minutes of the Bethel trustees that can't be agreed on, not my meetings. I have been questioned about payments, receipts, and audits, and every time my answer has been the same, come and talk to me. The astounding thing is that no one has come to talk to me about any of the items they bring up in public meetings. During the campaign, these attacks went from in-township meetings to continue out to social media. I tried to monitor the items and accusations, but it is impossible when I am blocked from sites where I could have responded. I don't know the extent of the damage done to me on these sites, but I can only imagine. I know that the attacks continued even up until the night before the election, where Trustee Reese voices allegations on her propaganda website. This trustee openly campaigned for the challenger, who ultimately won the election. With all this being said, it has become apparent that the majority of the leadership of the Board of Trustees do not want me here. I have come to this conclusion by the comments, postings, and overall treatment. I feel that going forward, it would be best to put the fiscal officer in place that is wanted, and that is not me. Therefore, as of December 31st, 2023, I am resigning as fiscal officer of Bethel Township. This is not how I saw this ending, but I cannot continue in this environment. It has been a pleasure to work for the residents, staff, fire department, and overall community of Bethel Township. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you for the job that you've done the time I've been here. I thought it was excellent.
Thank you.
Other public comments?
Natalie Donahue, 7835 Agate Broad Road. I was going to simply say congratulations to Andy for his retirement, and I was going to thank Don Black for his time and wish him best wishes always. And Debbie, the same to you now that we've heard, best wishes always. And I did want to say thank you very much for your time, your commitment, and all the energy you put into the community and your jobs here at Bethel Township. So I wish you the best of everything, all three of you. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Natalie. Okay, any other public comments on any topic?
So I have a proclamation from all the trustees to read. Andy, if you wanna come in front, stand up straight. I put my glasses on.
I was getting so comfortable. Made me get up.
So, This is a proclamation of outstanding service for Andy Earhart. Whereas Andy Earhart embarked on dedicated service to the Bethel Township in 2009, initially contributing as devoted member of the fire department and assuming the pivotal role of township zoning administrator. Whereas Andy Earhart's commitment to Bethel Township expanded over the years, showcasing his unwavering dedication as he served in multiple capacities, including zoning administrator, assistant fire chief, and ultimately rising to the esteemed positions of fire chief and township administrator. Whereas the indelible impact and legacy of Andy Earhart resonate not only within the fire department, but extend throughout the entirety of Bethel Township and neighboring communities. Whereas Andy Earhart, in the selfless pursuit of public service, has sacrificed precious moments with his family to proudly and diligently serve the citizens of Bethel Township. Whereas the invaluable mentorship provided by Andy Earhart has shaped the lives and careers of numerous members of the fire department, fostering a culture of excellence and dedication. Therefore, the Bethel Township trustees, with deep gratitude and profound admiration, do hereby declare it an honor and a pleasure to extend this proclamation in recognizing outstanding service to Fire Chief, Township Administrator, Andy Earhart.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
So, while I'm at it, I have another one. That's just my letter of appreciation to Donna Black. It's been a while since the trustee has gone, 2.5 or so years, and oops, not that one. So Don, if you'll join me, and this is just my letter of appreciation to you. I don't wish to speak on behalf of the staff or all the trustees. Other trustee, I think that they also agree, but whereas we are here today to express our appreciation to Township Don Black, Township Trustee Don Black, and honor him for his distinguished 3.5 year term with Bethel Township and dedicated service to the residents of Bethel Township. And whereas Don began his role as Bethel Township Trustee in June 2020, and whereas Don Black was an active and valuable member of a 3-person Board of Trustees, he offered unique insight into the history of the township and its residents and worked hard to secure the future of the township by fighting annexation and promoting reasonable development. Don's perseverance is largely responsible for permanently preventing the development of 162 acres of land vulnerable to annexation. And whereas Don used his skills to assist the township and save the township taxpayers almost $100,000 by demolishing buildings at the silo property, by fixing drainage issues, and by actively working to clean up abandoned and foreclosed properties. He also helped Bethel local schools constructing the connector road between the high school and the new elementary school. And whereas, over his 3.5 year term as a township trustee, Don Black exemplified the utmost in character, ethics, morals, and selfless service. And whereas I want to share my deep respect and admiration for the enthusiasm and perspective Don Black has brought to the township in his leadership role. Now therefore I, Beth Van Haren, Township Trustee, do urge all residents to express our sincere gratitude and appreciation for Don Black, for his dedication to Bethel Township, and wish him success as he begins the next phase of his life.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And since I'm on a roll and I got a captive audience, Debbie Watson, I wrote one for you.
Thank you.
A little short term, not quite as detailed, but please, come up. So, Debbie's the only fiscal officer I've ever worked with, so I don't have anybody else to judge by, but she's phenomenal. So, it's my letter of appreciation, which is smaller font, so I'm going to hold it farther away. Whereas we are here today to express our appreciation to Fiscal Officer Deborah Watson and honor her for her distinguished 19-year career with Bethel Township and dedicated service to the residents of Bethel Township. And whereas Deborah began her role with Bethel Township as the fiscal officer in April 2004, and whereas Deborah Watson was responsible for managing all financial aspects of the township and the fire department, she used her knowledge to invest township funds wisely, to apply for grants, to stretch township dollars further, to budget and allocate township funds effectively, and to ensure that funds were spent for the appropriate use. And whereas Fiscal Officer Watson offered her continual financial reality checks to the township trustees, she had an amazing knowledge of the UAN system. Deborah's ability to save township funds for future use without compromising current services was phenomenal. She continually looked for ways to stretch a dollar further and made sure we had matching funds for over $5 million in grant awards. Deborah was regarded as a compassionate mentor to many of the employees, always lending a helping hand or a listening ear. As a leader, she went above and beyond to provide exceptional accounting and forecasting services to the township. And whereas over her 19 plus years of employment, Deborah Watson was the epitome of integrity, ethical conduct, moral principles, and selfless dedication. And whereas I want to share my deep respect and admiration for the countless hours Fiscal Officer Watson has spent explaining funds, expenditure, and budgeting so that the trustees have an accurate account of the monies on hand and a reasonable expectation of future funds. She has also made the role of township trustee much easier by making sure our township is debt-free and taking advantage of every financial opportunity to save money. Now, therefore, I, Beth Van Haren, Bethel Township Trustee, encourage all residents to convey our heartfelt gratitude and appreciation to Deborah Watson for her unwavering dedication to Bethel Township. We wish her abundant happiness as she embarks on the next phase of her career.
Will you shake my hand? Thank you.
Here. I need your copy.
I got you.
Are there any other public comments on any topic? The only thing that I want to say, I've been here a short time in the 3.5 years or whatever it was, but I really want to thank Beth because I've known Beth probably most all of my life, but I never knew how smart she was.
Yeah.
And how I think that's a compliment.
It's a backhanded one, but I'll take it. It's
but,
Christmas.
That's a Don compliment.
Yeah.
That's a compliment. But if everything we've talked about, she's known what the laws was, the rules was, she's researched it, she's went above and beyond, and it's been a total honor to work with you.
Thank you.
Andy, I've known Andy, I think, since he's been here, but I never appreciated him as much as when I was here. I told him that long time ago that I liked him, thought he'd done a heck of a job, and appreciate that. And, of course, Debbie, through my kids and all, I've known her, it seems like, all my life, but not quite. So I want to thank you. I also want to thank the fire department. You guys are phenomenal. Robert and Billy for doing the road work. Has been fantastic. You do a great job. Thank you. It's been a real good 3.5 years for as much as we've accomplished. There has been no annexation in that time period, but we've had a lot of threats, but there has been none. We've staved them all off. We've bought two trucks for the road department, and as Beth read in her letter, we saved 162 acres from annexation or possible annexation to Huber Heights. So it has been good, but I just want to thank all the people that work here to make it happen, because no individuals make it happen. It's a whole big team effort, and it's been great to be on the team. So thank you. Still live on Singer Road, still going to be there. I guess we're ready for announcements.
Okay, January 1st will be the trustees' office, township offices will be closed for the New Year's holiday. January 2nd will be a trustee workshop meeting in this room at 9 a.m. The 9th will be a regular meeting, trustee meeting room at 7 p.m. The 15th, the offices will be closed for the Martin Luther King holiday, and then the 16th is another workshop meeting.
Okay. We need a motion to record the payment of warrants.
Make a motion to record the payment of the warrants, electronic warrants 1118-2023 through 1150-2023.
I will second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Do we have any discussion?
I just have a question on the one that last time that was supposed to get fixed. I didn't see that in there. Is it still coming then? The credit card one that was the park.
Park National Bank.
Okay.
I stopped payment on the check and.
Okay, I just didn't see it in the list, so I just wanted to ask. Okay.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Debbie, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Van Haren?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, we're ready for a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All right, is there discussion on that? Debbie, call the roll.
Yes.
Ms. Van Haren?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. We are adjourned at 7:20 p.m. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Come back next month.